ABC Radio Australia.
Now, not such good news for Vanuatu's national carrier. Its only 737 aircraft has been grounded in Melbourne for servicing. In a statement, Air Vanuatu says it's scrambling to source spare parts from Europe, Asia and even the US to get its sole jet back in the air. In an additional blow, its replacement operator, Solomon Airlines, has also been struck down with mechanical problems affecting international schedules. Minister of Finance John Sillong told ABC's Lea Loenbu that the government will continue to support the national carrier through its most challenging times.
Okay, thank you. Air Vanuatu has been having challenges, and we all know about it in terms of its scheduling disruptions. The difficulty is that we only have one Boeing 737-800, and right now it's going for the C check, which is normal checkup. It's quite a substantive check, and of course, at the meantime, we are calling on NRU and Solomon Airlines to backstop Air Vanuatu with keeping its schedule through the wet lease arrangements that have been a standard arrangement for some time.
So is the government currently financing the national airline to keep it afloat?
We all are aware that government-owned enterprises sometimes have to do what we call government community service obligations, wherein they're not focusing on just profit or commercial imperatives, but they have to deliver community services. So when it comes to Air Vanuatu, certain of its domestic routes are not profitable. But yet, because of the service obligation of government, they have to provide schedules to those not profitable routes. And government has not been providing funding to subsidize the non-profitable routes as government service obligations or community service obligations. We also know that we have come through the periods of lockdown from 2020 to 2022, wherein all the airlines were having great difficulties, including Air Vanuatu. And Air Vanuatu was basically not generating much income, but having to survive, and was relying on each other flights to try and generate some income. So we have had an accumulative liabilities that has accumulated over that time. And we've also had challenges with political instability in Vanuatu that has made it difficult for boards to remain constant and be focused. And also in terms of not being able to carry through with hiring of a CEO. So at the moment, we have CEO Joseph Lalwaye, who's been there since about January 2023. And he only came in for an interim period, and he's still there, and we're still trying to work with him in trying to transition the operation of the airlines to a position where we can be more certain about the future. Everybody heard the budget and how we had appropriated 2 billion Vatu for the deposit of new aircraft. And so that is a resource that is committed by government to basically work through how we're going to reposition Air Vanuatu so that it can have a more clear future in the months and years ahead.